You probably either loved it or hated it. The song Achy Breaky Heart. It was a song that Don Von Tress thought was pretty good, but he could have never imagined how far it would go. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Don Von Tress has been writing music for his entire life. None of his songs have been big winners, but in 1989, he wrote a song he called Don't Tell My Heart. In 1992, Billy Ray Cyrus recorded it under the title Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand.
People at the publishing company and the record label really didn't have a clue either. And I'd gone in to the music mill in Nashville, and they were saying, yeah, I think your song might have a little stuff on it here. And they said it sold 80,000 copies. And I thought, well, you know, that's it. That's all I ever wanted.
Heck, Don was just happy the song was getting played on the radio. But people just kept buying it.
Soon after that, they stopped selling the single at $2 million because they were afraid it was going to cannibalize sales on Billy's album, Some Gave All. And then I think it ended up selling, just for him alone, around 13 million records.
The success of the song was something that still amazes Don, and he's quick to deflect any accolades to those he feels really deserve them.
I know a lot of great, great songwriters who write much better and are more prolific than me, but I got my whole career in one tune, basically.
He wrote more songs for Billy Ray and toured with him for several years. They even did a special 25th anniversary version of the song recently.
It's been recorded in probably every language known to man.
Don still enjoys writing and playing music, and he still enjoys telling the story of the big hit. Traveling the Countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.